Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you, and you again today. Thanking God for you being there on the other end. Trusting that you have had a blessed week thus far. And you're continuing today in your blessing. We thank God for you. And we want to send our love and our prayers to each one of you today. And trusting that you're doing the same for us. And have the best day that you ever had in your life, regardless of the circumstances. That's what we want for you. So now, if you do want to talk to us, 347-857-3925. And you give us a call, press the 1, and somebody will talk to you. Is that all right? Okay, that's what we want you to do. Now, we want you to send your prayer requests in. Call your prayer requests in. And call your neighbors today also. All right? God is waiting for you to get on board today. Okay, here he is. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father, for this day that wasn't promised to us, O God. Father, we thank you for this gift. Take it not for granted, nor anyone, Lord, Father. Father, we just magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord, that prayer changed things, Lord, Father, so we thank you for hearing and answering prayers. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Logan, Lord, Father. Touch his body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Father, as he sits there, Lord Father, waiting for a bone transplant, Lord Father. Father, touch, you know what he's in need of right now, Lord Father. Touch his little body right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen his mother right now, Lord Father. And all those, Lord Father, that are praying, Lord Father, for him right now, Lord Father. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus, as we speak healing right now, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold the Barnes family in prayer, Lord Father. Thanking you right now, Lord Father, for peace and comfort, Lord Father. We thank you for not leaving them comfortless, Lord Father. But we thank you most of all, Lord Father, for being there when they're in need right now, Lord Father. We thank you for that comforter that you send back, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. Father, strengthen them right now, Lord Father, as well as their extended family right now, Father, as they prepare to lay her to rest, Lord Father. Let them think, Lord Father, and the joy, Lord Father, that they had with her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Aggie right now, Lord Father. Father, you know her situation, and we asking you right now, Lord Father, to intervene right now on her behalf, Lord Father, knowing no situation is bigger than you, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask, Lord Father, to move, intervene on her behalf in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, for healing, Lord Father, for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, as you touch, Lord Father, her stomach area right now, Lord Father, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shania, Tanika, Diggy, Allison, Lisa, Lakeisha, Lord Father, as we hold them before you, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch their immune system right now, Lord Father. Father, cover them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We speak healing from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle Ramsey right now, Lord Father, praying for healing right now, Lord Father, for her back, Lord Father, and the abdominal pains that she's been having, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing over her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we say body line up with the word of God, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing. Father, we hold before you Lillian right now, Lord Father, thanking you for bringing her through surgery, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, as she is recovering, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you also, Lord Father, for bringing Paul Gay, Lord Father God, out of surgery, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord Father, to touch and heal his back right now, Lord Father, as he is in recovery as well, Lord Father. Father, there is so much in need, Lord Father, of healing, Lord Father. Father, not just of sickness, Lord Father, but healing, Lord Father, in their minds right now, Lord Father. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds right now, Lord Father. Father, there's so many, Lord Father, losing, Lord Father, their loved ones, either by gun violence, Lord Father, or suicide, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, and take it not for granted, Lord Father, of you, Lord Father, keeping us covered, Lord Father. Father, teach us right now, Lord Father, to pray before we leave our homes, Lord Father. Pray, Lord Father, over our loved ones, Lord Father. Father, pray, Lord Father God, in our going out and our coming in, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father, for keeping us, Lord Father, throughout the day, Lord Father, knowing that no day is promised to us, oh God. Father, we thank you and we just glorify you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing, have done, and about to do, Lord Father, for us, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, our listeners right now, Lord Father. Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, we're here to tell them that you're loving, merciful, forgiving God, Lord Father. You're a God of many chances, Lord. Father, all they have to do is just repent, Lord Father, and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Believe, Lord Father God, that you came and died on the cross, Lord Father, for our sins, O God. Father, let them know, Lord Father, that you're there, Lord Father. Father, place someone in their path today, Lord Father, and give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive, Lord Father, what is being said, Lord. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the men and women of God that continue to come in this broadcast, Lord Father, giving your word, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord Father. Father, and ask that continue to keep your hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father, and speak strength, Lord Father, into them, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, O God, so many people, Lord Father, needs you right now, Lord. Father, we thank you for covering your people. Thank you for keeping them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for covering the airways under the blood, Lord Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord Father, that you give my apostle and bishop supernatural strength, Lord Father. Father, for the days ahead, Lord Father, touch and strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I ask you to decrease right now, Lord Father, my apostle and bishop, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We thank you for that rhema word coming forth, Lord Father. So, Father, touch your people right now. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, we thank the Lord for the prayer that's gone. If you didn't hear your name, we're asking you to call because you know we don't have it. 347-857-3925. Give a call and tell us what you want us to pray for and who, and whether you want us to call a name or not. And we will do it. That's what we do, and that's what we do best, is pray. And call on the name of Jesus. We thank God for you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen. All right. We're going to give you a little word here today. Amen, amen. Praise our God. All right. Here we go. As the falling leaf can enrich the soil beneath more beautiful plants, so can adversity prepare us for more joyful and productive tomorrows. As the falling leaf can enrich the soil beneath more beautiful plants, so can adversity prepare us for more joyful and productive tomorrows. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for that today. Amen, amen. Have you ever thought about the leaves fall from the trees? There's a reason. We told you there's a reason for everything, didn't we? Reason and a time. For everything, when I say everything, no matter how small it is, there's a reason for it and why it's in the form it's in. All of that is right there. It's for a reason. God has a reason. And if you listen long enough, be more attentive to God, you'll find out why. A lot of things is so. You take for granted. Now, have you ever taken for granted how part of the greenery dies? It dies, and what happens? Replenishes itself, does it not? It replenishes itself. Do you not think that God has a way for us to replenish ourselves? Also, according to the experts, every 7 years, our cells and what have you will replenish itself. You know, you didn't know that, did you? Well, look at some science. And look it up in your encyclopedia. You probably will find it in some of your encyclopedias and what have you. Amen. So God is so awesome. Do you see what I'm saying? He is just so awesome. Everything he done and made was for a reason. It has certain reasons and certain reasons why it does what it does. Why? You would like to ask some whys. Why did he make all the animals and stuff, everything, so he made man, didn't he? See? There's a reason. All right? We ain't going today because I'm not your preacher today. I'm not going to preach today, not me. Praise the Lord, but let me tell you, there's a lot of things that you see with your eyes that's visible. But there's a reason for it. For it being, there's a reason for it doing what it does, growing the way it's growing. There's all kind of reasons for it. See? Amen. You don't take time to know these things. You just take everything and everybody for granted. Okay, why are you here? Why are you going through? There's a reason for you going through. See what I'm saying? Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, just we don't think about certain things in life and why these things are. You want to know why you here, huh? Well, you ask God, huh? Because he's the only one know why you here or why I'm here. I'm concerned right now why I'm here. You see? So therefore, I had to ask him why. What's my purpose? So you have to ask him, what's your purpose? I'm not here for nobody to beat on. I'm not here for nobody to talk about me and all that stuff. But people do these things. Okay? But it's not something that you should dwell on too much. I find it out, he say, don't dwell on it too much. But you do wonder why, you know, when you don't do anything, anybody. But now if I've done something for you, you can say what you want to say because you didn't like it. That's your reason. Think about all that. Well, anyway, life is just amazing. And the more you read the Bible, the scripture, the more you find out how amazing life is. You read it carefully, and you find out little tidbits there about life. Everything is life is in this book. And you may run up under whys. This is so, and why that is so. You may do that, right? But you got to read it carefully. Can't just go through it, fly through it like you're on a plane or something. Just go through. But God is good. I was just, you know, saying a little few things before. Amen. We're going to let Bishop Porter take over and give you whatever he want to give you. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to give you whatever word he's going to give you today. And I was just, you know, just giving you a little, just saying a little something, you know, words of wisdom or whatever you want to call them today. I leave it to you, okay? Let me tell you, God is just so good to us. We should appreciate everything, every ounce of everything. Rain, sunshine, snow, sleet or hail, just plain old dust in the air. You know, I just thank him for everything. He have a reason for it. I know you say, yeah, well, that dust there going made my sinus, you know, act up. Well, now you know what you do. Find something to bring down your sinus, okay? So don't complain about it. It's for a reason. Why the dust in the air? Why this in the air? Yay, hallelujah. You're going to see some more stuff coming down now, too, okay? Uh-huh. You see all these people up here talking about they want to take a trip to this, to space and all this here? Mm-hmm. Okay, keep watching. What else? Now, I don't want to sound like a potty pooper. You say I'm a potty pooper, right? And when it's a potty pooper, I'll say something there. You say, listen to her. Oh, so dreary. She doesn't say nothing about me. Haven't you been preached to all these years? The nice stuff you've been telling you about cars and houses and husbands and wives and properties and all this kind of stuff you heard about, right? That's what you want to hear about. Hmm? But you don't want to hear the warnings. Okay? You don't want to hear the warnings. You want to hear the nice stuff. But then when these things come upon you, then you say, well, nobody didn't tell me. Well, you wasn't listening anyhow. You didn't want to hear about the warning, so you could prepare yourself for that time, them drought times, famine times. You didn't want to hear it. So now why are you complaining that? Nobody didn't tell you. Well, they'd have told you, you still wouldn't have heard it. Okay. I'm kind of meddling now. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, people say that's meddling, but I say it's warning. It talk to you plain and simple where you can understand life, the life that you're in, and things happen in your life. They're all for a reason. You don't have to know everything. That's our problem. You want to know everything. Why you think these people went up there talking about they spending all that money going up to the space? They didn't say to the moon now. They say to space. All that money going up to space. For what? What you looking for? Ain't you done messed up the earth enough? You know, people, just crazy. You know, got so much money, don't know what to do with it. And they going to go want to go, I just want to take me a trip to the moon. I want to be the first person to go on the moon. Space. I want to be the first person. Why you want to be the first person? You may be the last one. You see what I'm saying? Because God's going to get tired of this mess going on. You want to mess up something else. But you ain't cleaned up the place you in. See? What you gonna go up there and have homosexual marriages? You gonna go up in space and the moon and everything and that's what you're gonna start a new regime of that? Racism? You gonna go up there with that? You see what we do? You messed up the earth. Now you want to go up a little higher and mess up. Huh? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You sure won't go lower if you ain't saved. You will definitely go lower. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Bishop Porter, are you ready, Bishop Porter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going because I see some help happening here and started. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. But still and all, remember what I said, that I tell you of a truth. Think about us and our motives. Why you want to go somewhere else? Why you want to spend money for something that when he tell you to take care of the fatherless and the homeless and all of that, and you taking care of yourself and living the life of luxury? Yeah, you don't think about this. Think about the people that don't have. Okay. And what happened in the world? How many cities and countries have been made poorer than they was already through this quarantine, pandemic, and all everything coming. Now you got two or three more diseases flying around. Where is that coming from? You ever answered that one? Think about it now. Think about it. We want to go up somewhere. You don't know what you're sending down. What coming down? What kind of terrible stuff is coming down? Volcanoes erupted? What you think comes from there? What's inside there? And popping all up all over the place and the wind taking it from one place to the other. Just think about stuff. Huh? Don't be blaming God for it. You did it because sin brought all this stuff on. Okay, yeah. You didn't think about that one either, did you? While you was having a good time in your sin, nobody don't tell me what to do. I don't want to hear it. You know how you say it when somebody tell you, do you know Jesus? I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't want to hear that mess. I said, one day you're going to want to hear it. One day you're going to seek, but didn't the Lord say that, you know, there's going to come a time you're going to be looking for the word, and there ain't going to be no word? He going to shut the prophets' mouths. Did you hear that? Did you know that? Now, see, I'm just giving you a little tidbit. I just gave you a little tidbit. I'll let Bishop go ahead on, preach your happy. All right. Praise the Lord. Here you go. Praise God. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For Apostle. Amen. Amen. And hey, you know, she is an apostle. Amen. She's a overseer, and that's her job. Amen. To rebuke, to correct, amen, and amen, to tear down and to build up. Praise God, amen. And don't nobody get mad but the devil. Amen. So I just thank God, amen. She's speaking truth. That's her job. With the blood will not be required at her hand. And you know that each and every one of you, amen, that name the name of Jesus Christ, if you call and anointed by God, you got to tell the people the truth, where the blood would not be required at your hand. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to continue from yesterday. Man, Apostle was talking about the wells. And you know, this topic was good things happen at the well. But I want to go back to chapter 26 in the very first verse. Praise the Lord. When Isaac, praise God, he there was a famine in the land, beside the first fountain. That was in the day of his father Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines. Amen. He went to this valley, and it was a fountain. And you know, God is a good God. When you are blessed and highly favored, you know, he moved right close to the enemy. And we know the story, you know. You find Isaac's story from chapter 25 all the way through chapter 28. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. So we find Isaac's story from chapter, praise the Lord, we find his story from chapter 26 through chapter 28. Sorry about the interruption. Praise God. And Isaac inherited everything from his father. You know how you would do when you they tell you today to make out a will. And it was already, praise God, said by God, man, that Abraham's seed would come from his own loins, and it would be blessed. Praise God. Man, Isaac inherited everything from his father, Abraham. And it was God's promise to make his descendants into a great nation. How many know, amen, is God make a promise, make a covenant? Praise God. It's going to come to pass. And so this is what's going to happen here in this story in chapter 26. Now, we know as a boy, as it did not resist, you know, when Abraham, his father, offered him up for a sacrifice. Y'all remember that? Now, as a man, he's a man now. He gladly accept the wife that others chose for him. See? Okay? And now through Isaac, we learn how to let God guide our life and place his will ahead of our own. Do y'all hear that? See, that's this is what we got to do if we think about it. When are you doing that now? See? See? Through Isaac, we learn how to let God our life, and place his will ahead of our own. Are you asking God, not my will, but thy will be done for me? Are you caught up in self? See? Yeah, I want to say this. Self is our worst enemy. See, we put so much on the devil. The devil did this and the devil did that. We give the devil too much credit. Sometimes we need to be careful of how we speak. So we can speak life on ourselves, or we can speak death, or we can speak blessings or curses, see, from my own mouth. Am I right? See, so now, through Isaac, we should learn a lesson, you know, how to let God guide our life and place his will ahead of our own will. Praise the Lord. And this is what is going to go on here. This is what's going to go on here. Now, this phantom was in the land. And you know what, Sister Diane? It's a great thing to know when a phantom hit, God know how to deliver his people. Am I right? How to prepare and take care of his people in the time of a phantom. See? It was a phantom that had hit in the land. But let's fast forward now and go into our lesson and begin at verse 16. Praise God. Verse 16. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. You're richer than us. Even during the famine, God blessing Isaac. I mean, he had everything. He was not short of nothing. Praise the Lord. See? Ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side? Because in the time when people getting out of jobs and we got this coronavirus going and it hadn't hit your family, praise God, or hit you, praise God. God blessing you going out. He blessing you coming in, praise God. Man, he putting food on your table. He yet putting clothes on your back in the time of what's all going on. Praise God. God taking care of you. And this is what God is doing for Isaac. Praise God. And so Abimelech is the king of the Philistines. So he told Isaac to get away from him. Praise God. So we find how God kept his promise to bless Isaac. See? Why? He promised that to his father. See? And once God promised something, God keep. He's covenant. He's not like man. Man, they tell you, I'm going to do this and do that, and I promise you, and he'll break it the same day. Don't talk about tomorrow. He'll break it the same day. But thank God, this is why God's way is not like man's way. Neither his thoughts like man's thoughts. Am I right? And so the neighbors Philistine, they begin to get jealous. See? Because everything Isaac, you know, did and seen, it went right. Is that you today? Praise God. Man, people talking about you, and the more people talk about you, God setting you up, you know, putting you on high. You're not lacking nothing. They wonder how you make it, and God just blessing you. You're going out, you're coming in, huh? You're blessed and highly favored. Ain't that a good thing, Sister Diane? Ain't that good? Yeah, every time you look, everything going right. And so, and then you know what happened then, jealousy come. Now we get down to the meat of our story. So they plug his wells. Why? Because it was a phantom. And what Isaac did, him and his servant, they began to dig. Praise God. Because back then now, water, praise God, was something precious. Somebody say precious. It was something precious. It was like gold because you had to have water to survive because it was a fountain. So what they did, they started plugging his wells and tried to get rid of him. Now, let me say this. Jealousy is a divided force, strong enough to tear apart the mightiest nation. Do you think that's what's going on in our nation today? Are y'all listening to me? Do y'all think that's what's going on in our nation? Jealousy, they cause so much division. This person against this one and one color against the other color and, you know, the Democrats against the Republicans. We have so much jealousy and division going on, praise God, in our nation. Now, the force would be so strong, it would separate. See? It separate and divide. Now, you have to find yourself becoming jealous of others if you don't be careful. When they, you know, instead of doing that, you know, try to thank God for their good fortune. See? And when you do that, before striking out in anger and consider what you're losing. You see, you lose a friend, you lose a job, you lose a spouse. This is what jealousy will cause. I'm going to say that again. It will cause a friend, it will cause a job, it will cause a spouse. See, so we got to be so mindful. We have to pay attention. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sharon would tell us that all the time. Pay attention. Praise God. Now, in verse 17 and 18, praise God, in the area where they began to dig, it was like an edge of a desert. Praise God. And I told you that the water was precious as gold. See, they needed water. Praise God. Now, if someone dig a well, he would stake a claim to that land. And now, some wells had to put a lock to keep thieves from stealing their water. That's how pressured the water was. See, so because it was a fountain and it was bad, but when they began to dig, they got water. Now, to fill in someone's well with dirt, guess what? It was an act of war. See? Now, it was one of the most serious crimes in the land. Isaac had every right to fight back against the Philistines because they ruined his wells. Because of jealousy. Is that you today? Are you going around backstabbing, talking about folk because they're being blessed? Are you one, praise God, trying to do harm and putting down goober dust or whatever they call it? Huh? Are you one doing that? Are you a one? Now, that was a serious crime in the land. And Isaac had every right to fight back, but he didn't, you know. Yet he chose to keep peace. Can you do that today when you know people are jealous of you, trying to hurt you, trying to do all manner of evil against you, but yet you can speak to them? See what the old saying, treat them with kindness. Huh? Love the devil out of them. Can you do that today? And in the end, the Philistines respected him. See that? For his patience. How many know patience to have his perfect work? All the time. If you wait on the Lord. Praise God. Now, I ain't saying that it's going to be easy and it's going to feel good. Come on now. Let's be real about this thing. See? I know it made Isaac upset. It made him mad that you done digging and you done dug and dig until you struck and got water. And then here come the enemy to put dirt and to all type of plug it up and just to, because of jealousy. See? But guess what he done? He moved on. Now, as we fast forward our lesson in chapter 26, verse 17 through 22, we'll find three times. Somebody say three times. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. Three times Isaac and his men dug new wells. And when the first two disputed arose, Isaac, he moved on. To keep peace, he moved on. Somebody said it the third time. The third time, finally there was enough room for everyone. See what God done? Because he kept the peace. He let peace abide. See? In other words, when they hit him on one cheek, he turned the other. And that's what Jesus said do. Ain't that what he say do? See, if they ask for one coat, you give it to them, you give them two. See, and so this is what Isaac done. See, and finally God made a way, and he opened a door, and the door that he opened, no man can close. See, now God provided enough room for everybody. Even from the enemy, even for those that got the jealousy in them. See? Why? Because of Isaac. He was a man blessed and highly favored. What about you today? Is that you today? Can you be that one Isaac, that one person, praise God, that will go over and beyond your call of duty to know that you know that God will be there for you? Praise God. See, even though they're trying to do you harm, trying to hurt you, trying to do all manner of evil against you, and we all know that the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But ain't you glad what Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly? All praise the Lord. See, because of you, man, all them around you will be blessed. And see, this is what happened in Isaac's time. Because of him, God provided enough room for everybody where he wouldn't even have to go and mess up his will. They were able to dig their own. Come on, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Now, he compromised. He compromised for what? For the sake of peace. Are you a peacemaker today? Or are you a confusion maker? Come on now. Talk to me. See?
Yeah.
See? We have to learn to follow peace with all men. The Bible says holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. That's in you and I. It's easy to love them who love you. It's easy to love your family, me, myself, and no more. No. But come on now. But the Bible say, love them that despitefully use you.
Yes, Lord.
Persecute you. Do all manner of evil against you. Am I right? See? Then, amen, we are in the will of God. Praise God. Now, do we feel good? No. It hurt when people are doing all manner of evil against you. And you know you're trying to do the right thing and walk in the path of Almighty God and do what is right and pleasing in his sight. Praise God. And they throwing sticks and stones and trying to do all manner of evil against you. Praise God. Now, would you be willing to forsake an important position of valuable possessions to keep peace? That's the question. Would you? Well, Bishop, it'd be hard. Yeah, sure. I know it was hard for Isaac. See? But what did he do? What did he do? He pulled up and he moved on. He moved on. And he began to dig another well for peace's sake. How far are you willing to go for peace's sake? Jesus said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. See, you don't find no peace in the world. The world in trouble. See, people think this coronavirus is over, but it's not over. Come on now. See, now it done struck out now worse than it was the first time. Why? Because people are so disobedient, stiff-necked, and rebellious. You know, don't look at me, don't tell me what to do, and leave me alone. And they mean it. So now what done happened? See, now the corona done hit worse than it was before, from the east, west, north, and the south. I'm talking about in our nation. See, now they over there in their lipids, and 90-some people already done received it, and they hadn't even really got started yet. See, so now are we paying attention? Are we opening up our blinded eyes and unstop our deaf ears to see what our Lord is saying to our world today? Praise God. I'm reminded that God said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, he said, then you'll hear from heaven. And he'll forgive your sins and he will heal the land. Am I right? See, so that's where we're at. But will you be willing to forsake an important position of value, possessing, to keep peace? Are you willing to do that? Now what in a situation like Isaac was in, some of you may be in the same situation. Jealousies follow you everywhere you go, little light. But have you asked God for wisdom to know when to withdraw and when to stand and fight? That's very important now. And I want to stay right there for a while. It's very important to ask God for wisdom. He said, is any man lack of wisdom? Let him do what? Ask of God. You don't tell me God, he will direct your path. That's why, amen, David said, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delight in his way. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? And he's good what? All the time. And if we fast forward, praise God. Amen. When you ask God for this wisdom to know when to withdraw and when to stand and fight, do you know? See, you're not being a coward, you know. Or you're holding your peace and to keep peace for peace sake and for all. And when you done did all, and then it come a time you got to stand. God want us to stand steadfast, to be unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. Because we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise God. Amen. Okay, if we fast forward and we go to verse 28, you'll find these words. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. See that? See, the enemy know. See? Even though they got that jealousy and envy and ill toward feeling in them, they know. The enemy know. See? And look what they say. And we said, let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. Now they want to make a covenant. Why? Because they said every time they tried to do him harm, every time they tried to stab him in the back and tried to hurt him and do all manner of evil against him, God turned a bad situation and made something good out of it. He turned that negative into a positive. Every time God did that, praise the Lord. Why? Because he was blessed and highly favored. In other words, every ground that his feet tread upon, he possessed it. Everything that eyes and hand touched, he prospered and was in good health as his soul prospered. And that's what is promised to us. That same covenant and promise is given to us today. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. But I tell you, God moved. Praise the Lord. In my new version of the Bible, it say, they replied, we can plainly see that the Lord is with you. So we decided we shall have a treaty. They don't want to make a treaty now. A covenant between us. See? We want some peace. Man, we want to follow you. We want to see what's going on that God you serving. See? Because I know we don't try to do everything to try to hurt you. See? But yet, you kept the peace. You didn't call for a war. And God did it for you. Praise God. He walked away Not one time, but two times. And on the third time, God moved. Are you willing to go over and beyond? Praise God. You were called to do it for peace sake. I don't know what you're going through. I don't need to know. Praise the Lord. But I know God is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. And he's on the move. He's opening up doors. He's making ways out of no ways. Even with this coronavirus. See? He said that he will provide. He supply our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God. He deifies it. Praise God. Why? Because the blessings of Abraham, praise God, had followed him, and that was his seed. See? Are your seed being blessed? Praise God. You wanted to trickle on down to your grands and your great-grands, and God declared that he will, amen, raise up a generation that will obey his word. That's your third and fourth generation, and he's on the move for you. Praise God. And he will let you see it while you're yet in the land of the living. Praise God. That you shall not lack for no good things. David put it this way, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other words, he shall not lack for no good things. And this is what is happening, praise God, to Isaac. Out of all that are Abimelech, the king and of the Philistines, the enemy, there was one of their fierce enemies back then, but God turned it around. Oh, he'll turn that situation for you. It made it like you're not going to make it. But I stop by to tell you, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. He will open up a way for you. He's doing it for somebody, even as I speak. Why you say that, Bishop? He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he's destroying yokes on your behalf. Oh, he did it for Isaac. What is we talking about today? Good things happen at the well. See? Blessings beyond blessing begin to flow when the enemy seen that they could not stop Isaac. Because what he did, when they plugged up one well, he went a little further and they started digging up another one. Praise God. He didn't argue. He didn't get upset. He didn't call for war. And that was an act, a criminal act to do that, because it was a phantom. And like I said, the water then was as precious as gold. It was hard. Praise God. You couldn't survive. It was a phantom. Praise God. But God, amen, favor was on Isaac. Is God favor on you? Think about it. Is God favor on you? He had never left you. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. See? You'll be able to reap if you faint not. Don't be a quitter. How many know a quitter never win? And a winner would never quit. You don't give up and throw up your hands. I'm going to say again, behind every dark cloud, that sun will shine. It's shining on somebody right now. Oh, he will open that door. Praise the Lord. Now, if he opened the door, you got to walk in it now. You can't just stay there. He opened the door, walk in it. Praise God. Now, don't forget what we said earlier about have you asked God, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done for my life? It's got to be God's will for your life. See? And one thing we know, that as God promised it, he's able to perform it. Why? He spoke it. His word is out there. See? And if his word is out there, he's going to perform it. See? I don't care what people say, but ain't no God. Ain't no one man went to no cross and did this and did that. Well, you tell me who did. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Come on now. So somebody, praise God, had to do it for us. And that was separate religion from Christianity. We are in a relationship, a commitment with the one who suffered, bled, and died for our sins. Went down into the grave and come up with all power. Conquered death, hell, and the grave. Took all three keys. Ain't you glad about it? Look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, no power can hold his body down. And when we die in the Lord, can't no nothing hold our body down. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Praise the Lord. In verse 29, praise the Lord, it says this, that thou wilt do us no harm. See, now they want Isaac to pray for them. That's how God moves. See how God turned that situation? When they done did all that matter of evil against him and tried to hurt him and plugged up all his wells and did all that, he didn't come out against them and try to do war against with them. But they saw. He didn't say a harm word against them. Didn't try to take him to court. Didn't try to sue him. Didn't try to do none of that. But he spoke to him, kept being nice, and he got him with kindness. Are that you today? Sure you get tired. The bishop years don't know, they wear me out. I know they do. But God is long-suffering towards us. Am I right? Think about how long it took us. But ain't you glad, praise God, that you made up your mind and your heart is fixed? Praise God. So good things happen at the well. See, God turned that situation. And what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for good. Now, in verse 29, come on, go with me now, that thou wilt do us no harm. See? As we have not touched thee. See, now they're talking about they ain't touched him. They did touch him. They did touch him. They messed up his wells. See? Not one, but two. And after they see he didn't do nothing about it, then the third one, they left him alone because now there's enough room where they can dig their own. See what God will do? See? If you hold up, he'll show up. I think I'm going to say that again. If you hold up, he'll show up. He'll do it every time for you. He's showing up for somebody now. Praise the Lord. And as we have done unto thee, nothing but good. See, now he's going to tell a story. Now they know they ain't did him no good. See how the devil, see, now they say we ain't did nothing but good. You know why? Because they couldn't hurt him. See, when God on your side, you say it's more than the whole world against you. Am I right? See? When the Lord is on your side, see? You and the Lord is the majority. That's why he said, well, that's two or three gathered together in his name, there he'd be in the midst. So he is in the midst of us right now. See, God don't need no crowd. All he needs is a faithful few to hold up the blessed name banner. Because there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. See? But that's what they said. We did nothing but good and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessing of the Lord. They couldn't do nothing with him. Why? You know why? Because God would have fought for him. But God turned that situation where nobody had to find down a bow arrow, had to throw no spear, no bricks, no wall, because of one man, Isaac. See? He was blessed and highly favored. Now, when we read this story, that's what we get out of this story. How he was blessed and highly favored, even with a famine going on in the land. And the enemy yet tried to do him harm, tried to hurt him, but God wouldn't suffer it to be so. God with you and I today. Am I right? He's the same. Praise the Lord. He'll turn your midnight into day. Ain't you glad about that today? Thou art now the blessing of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 30 says, and he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. See what he did? With the Cain, Abimelech, and the Philistine. After they came to him like that, he said, come on, y'all, I'm going to invite you to a feast. Oh, look at God. And he made them a feast, and they did eat, and they drank. See how he made the enemy behave? You can bring peace out of confusion. Where confusion is, God is not there. See? And it's all matter of evil works under the sun. But somebody got that, what they used to say a long time ago, cooler heads prevail. But here, spiritually, amen, is wisdom. And if any man lack of wisdom, he said, let him ask of God. Man, me, mankind. You are women's too. Because God have no respect to person. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. See, he the same God. See? But God did it for him. Praise the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. Verse 31, and they rose up betime in the morning and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Look at that. Still talking peace. Sent them away in peace. Why? Because he was a peacemaker. He had something in the inside. Because he was blessed and highly favored. And all that. Get me back to my text. Good things happen at the well. Praise the Lord. I want to fast forward as we go to the New Testament. Praise the Lord. And look in St. John. St. John chapter 4, and we know the story. Apostle touched on it yesterday about the woman at the well when Jesus met her. And we saying yesterday that it's always good things happen at the well. And let's fast forward in verse 15. The woman said unto him, talking to Jesus, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Praise the Lord. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. The woman did not immediately understand now, at first, what Jesus was talking about. It take some time to accept some things that change the very foundation of your life. It take a little time, just like I'm talking to you now. It'll take a little time, but it'll marinate. It'll get into you. Why? Because the Bible say, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. It's time now for us to listen. Amen. That's why the Lord says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise the Lord. Jesus allowed the woman time to talk, to ask questions, and put pieces together for herself, sharing the good news. See, when you share the good news, we'll not always have immediately results. I want you to hear that now. But when you ask people to let Jesus change their life, give them time to wait a matter. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. So this is what's going on here now. Now, verse 15, he done said, she said to him, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Verse 16, Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. How many know if you want to drink from that well of water, you got to repent? Am I right? The woman answered, verse 17, and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And thou said thou truly? See? Now she got to fess up. See, did I see good things happen at the well? She wanted that well of water, but she had to do something. See? Have you repented for all of your sins? If you have repented, confess with thy mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ, thou shalt be saved. That's the word of God. But you've got to confess it with your mouth. See? And the woman said unto him, verse 19, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. See, she talking to Jesus one-on-one. Our fathers worship in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem, in the place where men ought to worship. Verse 21, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you should neither in this mountain, now yet in Jerusalem, worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, that's you and I, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Oh, ain't you glad you're on the Lord's side? Told you good things happen at the well. Praise God. Oh, look how God reversed that thing. Praise God. First it was Isaac back then. Now it's a woman. Praise God. See how salvation is for everybody. See, and she got something. So she left a water pot. And you know what she did? She received grace. Ain't God good? Now she is blessed. What about you today? Don't you think it's time now for you to grow old in grace? See? That's right. When a baby is born, you just don't stay a baby now. Come on now. Help me somebody. Now, if you still stand a baby, praise God, I think that somebody needs to get you to the hospital, to a doctor, to see what's going on. Because a baby grow. See? If you ain't doing no growing, see? Something is wrong. See? have the word penetrate anywhere in your heart, in your soul, amen, to turn your situation. Because he took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. Praise the Lord. And he took a stripe for this coronavirus. I mean to believe that. See? There's nothing too hard for our Lord that he cannot do. Because he's the same God. I'm glad that he's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He everywhere all at the same time. God is a spirit, verse 24. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. Y'all see that? The true worshipers, that's you and I. Are you ashamed to worship and praise God? What we say, the more you praise him, the more he what? Bless you. So how you going to get blessed if you don't praise him? How you going to get blessed if you don't worship him? Well, it don't take all that. Why don't take all that? He said, let everything that have breath do what? Praise ye the Lord. Don't you have a mouth? People said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I'd praise him with everyone. He didn't give you no 10,000. He gave you one. And you won't open your mouth with that one. Come on now. Don't get upset with me. Then sound like old Billy Goat. Come on. Humble yourself up under the mighty hands of God where he can exalt you in due time. I mean, he's doing the work now. See? He did it for Isaac. See? But follow peace with all mankind. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. That's in you and I. Even the world know. And that's what happened to King Abimelech and the Philistine. They saw the peace in Isaac when they tried to do him harm. Y'all, go back and read the story. Start at the 26th and read all the whole entire chapter. See? And it was a famine in the land. But look how God blessed him. Why? Because he was blessed and highly favored. See? And they saw how God was with him. But yet they tried to do him harm, but he did not strike back. Didn't say a harm word against him. He kept the peace. I'm going to say it's going to be easy. But we find this woman here, praise God. Look what she said here in 25. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah. Now she done got warmed up now. She hot. So evidently she must have been reading and heard about the Messiah. The anointed one coming, which is called Christ. Oh, my Lord, help me somebody. See, when he has come, he will tell us all things. Oh, but no, she done began to talk to Jesus. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Oh, my God. I know she dropped that water pot then. See, didn't I tell you good things happen at the well? See, when she met Jesus at the well. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man say, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot. She done dropped it. And went her way into the city and said unto the men, come see a man. Oh, praise the Lord. Come see him. One ain't tried to make love to me. Ain't tried to get fresh. Ain't tried to get out the way. But told me what all I done. Nah. Let me say this. Sister Diane, do you think she exaggerated a little bit? I don't think he told her everything he done, but he told her enough.
That's all you have to do.
Tell her enough. Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Diane said, you need to tell her.
That's all you have to do.
Come, y'all hear that? That's now you're witnessing. Just tell them enough, and then let them marinate. In other words, think on it.
Watering it, and then somebody else gonna come along, and they're gonna
and
do the
it.
Same thing.
Right.
Continue watering.
Amen.
Until that seed.
Amen. Dry. That's what the Bible says. One plant, another water, but it's God that gives the increase. Praise the Lord. Amen. You in the Word when you do that. You plant the seed. Amen. God help somebody down the road to water. That's why it's good. The Bible says, for you know, when you accept Christ, find your church, you know, that is preaching and teaching the word of God and lifting up the name of Jesus where you can get fed, where you can grow, amen, and water, amen. The same way when you plant your flowers or grass, man, you got to water it, amen, to make it grow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So as it is in the natural, the same also, the same in the spirit. God bless you, my little prophet. Praise the Lord. God bless you, baby. Amen. I love him. Amen. I thank God. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Good thing happened at the well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We glorify you. We give you thanks. For this day, we thank you for your word. Good things happen at the well. And Lord, if you did it back then, you're doing the same thing now. We thank you, oh God, that you are a well of water springing up in our souls. Oh, we give you praise for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, knowing that you have always been there. You have never left us nor forsake us. Oh, we bless you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you, oh God, for all that you have already done. Thanking you for what you're going to do. Thank you that we are blessed and highly favored. Oh, we give you praise for how you're turning every negative into a positive, how you're turning every bad situation and make something good out of it. We thank you, sir. Oh, we bless you. We glorify your holy name. And you have always brought us out to bring us in to something better. Oh, we give you praise and glory for victory for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So shall it is, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen again. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle and Bishop Porter. Good things happen at the well. And if you miss part one, you had part one yesterday from Apostle, follow-up today with Bishop Porter. And, you know, envy. Talk about envy. And people will envy you because of the word that you have. People will envy you because of the Jesus in you and what they wish upon you. It do not prosper. They just don't know where God have brought you from and through. That it doesn't matter how they envy you, because God said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Look upon yourself as one of the anointed ones. Okay? And what Apostle said earlier, you never miss the water till the well run dry. You heard I said it now. And you know that's a saying that's been going on for a long time, and it is true. He talk about the famine. Apostle talk about the famine. There is going to be a famine for the word. You heard us say, when the prophet's mouth are shut, what are you going to do? Especially when you ain't even taking the time to read the word for yourself. She talk about the living water.
Right.
What is the living water? The word of God. See, the woman at the well, she had it live and direct from the man himself. We got the word that we can read, and some of us don't even want to read the word. When to take the Bible, and they're all going to take the Bible, what are you going to do? Do you have any word? Do you have any scripture inside of you that can keep that well filled? You see, because it never rained like that back in the day. So how does the well stay with water? How do you not leave your well dry up? Drink from the word today. A lot of people don't want to hear it. Drink from the word today. Time is at hand. Time is at hand today. See, when the pandemic came, you know, everybody now want to run to the churches now. When they closed the churches, everybody want to run now to the churches. But when the churches was open, nobody want to run go in. It's either they're too long or they don't want to hear the word that preach, especially when that word come and convict you of your sins that you're doing. You will go out and you will talk against the man and woman of God to bring forth the word. Again, God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Drink from this word today. You notice slowly they're taking away everything. What they cannot take away is the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding that you have in God. They cannot take that. They may take the book, but you got enough word inside of you. Words, ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back to your remembrance. But you first have to drink and eat that word. Doesn't matter what nobody say. Because you know what? They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Do what God say to do today. Can people see the peace of God in you today? You know, when Bishop was talking and he talked about, you know, can you walk away from a position? Well, you know what? I pray that peace reign within you. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to bless the man or woman of God, you would like to send a donation to Pastor Sharon family on her passing, you know, you can do so. For those of you that have Zelle, you can enter in logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us tomorrow night, that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we pray, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
On my mind. searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let it
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. God.